This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Toxic traits in friendships versus toxic traits in romantic relationships. Key differences. Same poison, different containers. Why context changes everything. In short, toxic traits in friendships and romantic relationships share the same roots, but cause different harm and require different responses depending on the closeness and expectations involved. Romantic relationships carry higher stakes, shared lives, dependency, and physical intimacy amplify the damage. Friendship toxicity is harder to name because the relationship lacks formal structure or clear rules. The same trait, such as jealousy, looks and operates differently depending on the relationship type. Definition: toxic traits in friendships refer to consistent patterns of behavior in a close friendship that erode your well-being, confidence, or sense of self over time. In romantic relationships, toxic traits carry the same destructive quality but operate within a context of deeper dependency, exclusivity, and shared life, which changes both their intensity and their impact. I once watched a woman spend 3 years making excuses for a friend who had been quietly poisoning her confidence. She would never have tolerated the same behavior from a partner for 3 months. That gap is not weakness. It is the result of not having a clear framework for recognizing toxic traits friendships carry compared to romantic ones. The cost of that confusion is real. You stay too long in something damaging because you cannot name what is wrong. You dismiss your own discomfort because you think it is just a friend, and that makes it feel smaller than it is. Or you apply romantic relationship logic to a friendship and misread the situation entirely. By the end of this, you will know exactly what sets these two apart, where they overlap, and how to respond clearly in either situation. What toxic traits in friendships really mean? A toxic trait in a friendship is a repeated pattern of behavior that consistently leaves you feeling smaller, more anxious, or less yourself. It is not a bad day or a thoughtless comment. It is a pattern. In practice, this looks like a friend who celebrates your failures more warmly than your wins, shares what you confided in them with others, or pulls away exactly when you need support. It looks like competition dressed up as closeness. It looks like someone who drains you every single time, without ever asking how you are. Here is a scenario I have seen many times. A woman tells her closest friend about a new opportunity she is excited about. The friend immediately raises doubts, lists reasons it will not work, and then changes the subject. The next week, the friend announces she is pursuing something similar herself. The woman feels confused, deflated, and vaguely guilty for even noticing. That is a toxic trait in action, subtle, plausible, and hard to name. Toxic traits in friendships require you to trust your own read of the situation, because the structure of friendship gives you very little external validation to confirm what you are experiencing. What toxic traits in romantic relationships really mean? A toxic trait in a romantic relationship is the same kind of repeated, damaging pattern, but it operates inside a relationship built on exclusivity, shared daily life, and emotional and often physical intimacy. That context changes everything. In practice, a toxic romantic partner might monitor your movements under the name of concern, cut you off from friends by creating conflict whenever you see them, or use affection as a reward and withdrawal as a punishment. The behaviors are often more direct and harder to deny than their friendship equivalents. Consider this: a man's partner tells him regularly that his friends do not really care about him, that only she understands him. She does not shout. She says it quietly, patiently, as a kind of knowing. Over months, he spends less time with his friends. He starts to believe her. He has no idea this is a form of isolation. That is a toxic trait working inside the leverage that intimacy and trust provide. Romantic toxic traits require you to separate love from the behavior causing the harm. That is extraordinarily hard work. It is also why so many people stay longer than they should. The key differences side by side. Dimension: toxic traits in friendships, toxic traits in romantic relationships. Intimacy level: low physical and emotional dependency, high dependency, shared life, physical closeness. How they show up: passive jealousy, exclusion, gossip, one-sidedness, active control, possessiveness, manipulation of affection. How easy they are to name: hard, no formal rules make patterns easier to dismiss, easier, clear expectations make violations more visible. What they erode: self-worth, trust in your own instinct, safety, autonomy, sense of identity. Stakes involve social connection and emotional support: home, finances, family, daily life, most common trait envy and betrayal of confidence, control and emotional dependency. How long people stay often years, because the relationship feels low risk varies, some leave quickly, many stay due to deep attachment. Friendship toxicity tends to be quieter. It hides behind plausible deniability. She was just honest, or he did not mean it that way. Because friendships have no formal rules about exclusivity or commitment, the violations are harder to point to clearly. You can feel them, but you struggle to name them. And that delay is exactly where the damage accumulates. In romantic relationships, the same toxic energy has more direct expression. Control over your time, your friendships, or your finances is a violation of something clearly agreed upon. The intimacy involved means the harm cuts deeper and heals more slowly. You cannot easily step back from someone you share a bed, a home, or a child with. The trait of jealousy is a useful example. In a friendship, jealousy shows up as a friend who subtly competes with your success, downplays your wins, or undermines you in group settings. In a romantic relationship, jealousy expresses itself as demands on your time, accusations without evidence, and attempts to control who you see. Same root, entirely different behavior. Where toxic traits in friendships and romantic relationships overlap. These two categories share more than people expect. Naming the overlap honestly is part of seeing the full picture. Both types of toxic relationship involve a gradual erosion of your self-worth. Whether it is a friend who consistently makes you feel inadequate or a partner who does the same, the result over time is the same. You start to believe the distorted version of yourself that the other person is reflecting back at you. This is why both types of toxic relationship are genuinely harmful, regardless of the label we put on them. Both can involve gaslighting, which is when someone causes you to question your own memory, perception, or feelings. A toxic friend who insists a conversation never happened is using the same tactic as a toxic partner who does the same. The relationship type does not matter. The effect on your ability to trust yourself is identical. Both create isolation, though through different means. A toxic friend pulls you away from other friendships through drama, competition, or exclusivity. A toxic romantic partner may cut you off from friends and family more deliberately. The end state, where you are increasingly dependent on the toxic person, is the same. The overlap is real, but knowing the difference still matters. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When to focus on toxic traits in friendships. Use this framework when the relationship in question is a friendship and the patterns feel low level, but persistent. When a friend consistently undermines your confidence. If you regularly feel worse about yourself after time with someone, and this is a pattern rather than an isolated moment, you're likely dealing with a toxic trait. Pay attention to how you feel in the hours after spending time with them. When a friend betrays your confidence repeatedly, sharing what you told them in private is a clear boundary violation. If this has happened more than once after you have expressed that it hurt you, it is a toxic pattern, not an oversight. When you feel you are always giving and never receiving. One-sided friendships, where one person consistently shows up for the other without reciprocity, are a recognized form of toxic dynamic. This is worth naming clearly, especially if you find yourself setting limits with people who keep taking. When a friend is openly jealous of your wins. Competition is not friendship. If someone consistently minimizes your successes or appears visibly uncomfortable when things go well for you, that is worth taking seriously. When the friendship makes you feel anxious rather than safe, a friendship should be a source of restoration. If it is consistently a source of tension or dread, something toxic is at work. If you apply romantic relationship logic here, you risk either overreacting because friendships have different rules, or underreacting because you tell yourself it does not count the same way. When to focus on toxic traits in romantic relationships. Use this framework when the relationship involves romantic partnership and the patterns involve control, dependency, or manipulation of affection. When your partner uses affection as a tool, warmth given as a reward and withdrawn as punishment is one of the clearest toxic traits in romantic relationships. It keeps you in a constant state of working to earn something that should not need to be earned. When you feel increasingly isolated from people you care about, If your partner regularly creates conflict around your other relationships, criticizes the people you love, or monitors your contact with them, that is a pattern of isolation. This is worth understanding clearly, particularly if you found yourself starting a conversation that feels blocked. When your partner dismisses or twists your account of events, if you regularly find yourself questioning your own memory after conversations with your partner, you're experiencing a form of manipulation. This is not confusion. It is a pattern with a name. When jealousy has crossed into control, jealousy becomes a toxic trait where it drives your partner to limit your freedom, demand access to your devices, or make accusations that have no basis. Feeling jealous is human. Acting on it through control is not. When you feel you have lost your sense of who you are, long-term exposure to a controlling or manipulative partner changes you. If you no longer recognize your own opinions, preferences, or confidence, the relationship has been doing damage for some time. Applying friendship logic to a romantic relationship here is equally dangerous. You will minimize what is happening because you tell yourself it is not that serious, with the intimacy and dependency involved make it more serious, not less. Common confusions and how to resolve them. Let me walk you through the three confusions I see most often. The confusion. People assume that because a friendship is just a friendship, the toxic traits are less damaging. Why it happens. We reserve our most serious concern for romantic relationships because they carry more formal weight in society. The resolution. Harm does not require intimacy to be real. A toxic friend who has spent years eroding your self-worth has caused genuine damage. Treat the pattern as seriously as the setting will allow. Learning how net needs create conflict can help you understand what is driving the toxicity you're witnessing. The confusion. People identify specific toxic behavior, such as jealousy or passive aggression, and assume it must mean the same thing in every relationship. Why it happens. We learn about toxic traits in one context, usually romantic, and assume the framework transfers directly. The resolution. Ask yourself what the behavior is doing in this specific relationship. Jealousy in a friendship looks like sabotage and competition. Jealousy in a romantic relationship looks like control and surveillance. The feeling is the same. The expression and impact are different. Recognizing passive-aggressive behavior is one concrete skill that applies across both contexts. The confusion. People mistake intensity for toxicity, assuming that a passionate, difficult romantic relationship must be toxic, or that a calm friendship cannot be. Why it happens. The popular idea of toxic relationships is associated with drama and conflict, not quite erosion. The resolution. Toxicity is defined by consistent harm, not emotional volume. A calm friendship but steadily undermines you is toxic. A fiery romantic relationship that repairs well and builds trust may not be. Look for the pattern and the direction of travel, not the noise level. Once you see this clearly, you will not confuse them again. Practical recommendations by situation. Here is how to decide which one to focus on based on your situation. If you are questioning a long friendship that has gradually felt worse, start by tracking the pattern rather than the incidents. Write down how you feel after each interaction for 2 weeks. A consistent pattern of feeling drained, diminished, or anxious is your answer. Use the same direct naming you would use in any difficult conversation. Specific behavior, specific impact, no generalization. You might find the scripts for addressing behavior that isolate someone from the group useful as a model. If you are inside a romantic relationship and something feels wrong but you cannot name it, start with your body. Anxiety before you come home, relief when they are away, a persistent low dread, these are signals. You do not need to diagnose it before you take it seriously. Name the specific behavior you are experiencing, write it down, and seek a conversation with someone outside the relationship who can reflect it back to you clearly. If you are dealing with toxic traits in both a friendship and a relationship at the same time, prioritize the romantic relationship. The intimacy, shared resources, and daily proximity make the damage accumulate faster. Address the most urgent pattern first and do not try to handle everything simultaneously. Using clear, direct statements when you do address things will help you stay grounded. If you are not sure whether what you are experiencing is genuinely toxic or just a difficult season, the test is whether the harm is consistent and directional. Every relationship has hard periods. A toxic trait is not a hard period. It is a repeated behavior that consistently moves you in one direction, away from yourself. If the pattern has been present for more than 6 months without repair or acknowledgement, take it seriously. Knowing the difference between these two contexts is itself a form of clarity. A and clarity is always the first step. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most from this comparison. Toxic traits in friendships tend to operate quietly through jealousy, one-sidedness, and betrayal of confidence, and they are harder to name because friendships carry no formal rules. Toxic traits in romantic relationships operate through control, dependency, and manipulation of affection, and they cause deeper harm because of the intimacy and shared life involved. The same trait, such as jealousy or passive aggression, looks and functions differently depending on the relationship context. Do not assume the behavior means the same thing in every setting. Harm in a friendship is real harm. Do not minimize it because the relationship carries less social weight. In both cases, the key signal is a consistent pattern that moves you away from yourself, not a single difficult incident. Naming what you're experiencing, clearly and without flinching, is the first act of recovery in either context. Scripts for addressing undermining behavior can give you language when your own words fail you. Toxic traits friendships carry are no less real for being quieter. Whether you're navigating a friendship or a partnership, the work is the same. See the pattern clearly, name it honestly, and decide what you deserve. Frequently asked questions. What are toxic traits in friendships? Toxic traits in friendships include consistent one-sidedness, jealousy of your success, betrayal of confidence, and subtle manipulation of your choices. Unlike romantic relationships, these patterns often build slowly and are harder to name because friendship lacks a formal structure that makes romantic toxicity easier to recognize. How are toxic traits in friendships different from romantic relationships? Toxic traits in friendships tend to operate quietly through passive behaviors like exclusion, gossip, and jealousy. In romantic relationships, the same toxic energy is often more direct, involving control, possessiveness, and emotional dependency. The stakes and the intimacy level change how the toxicity lands and how much damage it causes. Can toxic traits friendships be as harmful as toxic romantic relationships? Yes, toxic traits in friendships can cause deep, lasting harm. Because friendships are seen as low stakes, the damage is often minimized or dismissed. Long-term exposure to a toxic friend erodes your self-worth, distorts your sense of normal, and leaves wounds that take just as long to heal as romantic ones. How do you recognize toxic traits in a close friendship? Look for patterns, not isolated incidents. A toxic friend regularly undermines your confidence, competes with your wins, shares what you told them in confidence, or pulls away when you need support. The defining sign is that you consistently feel worse about yourself after time with them, not better. Are some toxic traits more common in romantic relationships than in friendships? Yes, possessiveness, jealousy expressed as control, financial manipulation, and threats tied to intimacy are more common in romantic relationships because of the closeness and exclusivity involved. Friendships more commonly produce envy, gossip, and one-sidedness because the relationship lacks the same daily dependency. What should you do when you identify toxic traits in a friendship? Name the pattern clearly to yourself first, then decide whether to address it directly or create distance. If you choose to address it, be specific about the behavior, not the person. Many people find it useful to prepare what they want to say before the conversation, rather than reacting in the moment. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.